Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Time to catch up with another Big Show guest, and we're talking to Nat Allison very shortly from down Melbourne way. Just released a brand new single, great singer-songwriter, and let me tell you, very accomplished when it comes to playing the guitar as well. She's been playing since the age of 10, and she's just released a rock anthem called We Are The Heroes. Take a little listen to it before we have a chat with Nat Allison.
We are the heroes.
Melbourne singer-songwriter Nat Allison, good morning to you.
Good morning, PT.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually.
I'm glad to hear.
I'm not usually that great in the morning, but I'm great because I'm talking to you.
It's been such a long time since we've caught up, and of course COVID has just caught everyone up in and put us into the, I guess, the myriad of a black hole where we haven't been able to. How have you been coping? Because you're in Melbourne, and I guess you're counting down the hours and the minutes and the seconds to Friday's freedom.
Yes, we sure are, and it couldn't come soon enough. Look, this last lot of lockdown, I must admit, it has been a lot easier than last year, because we're kind of all a bit used to it, and also I've had the single to look forward to, so that's kept me really busy. So but I'm looking forward to getting back to the gigs, and you know, hopefully next year get back to touring and see you again, PT.
Absolutely, I can't wait. We'll get to that shortly, but I want to talk about We Are The Heroes. Walk us through this anthem of the COVID pandemic, I suppose we could say, because you've been working on this for a while and you just wanted that anthem type song for this time, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I wanted to write something that, you know, both recognise that everyone around the world has, you know, sacrificed to lessen the impact of the virus, but I also wanted it to be uplifting and encouraging, something to basically cheer us on through to the finish line.
It's a great single. I absolutely love it. And is it available on all download streams, Nat, or where can we get it?
Yeah, it's available on all the major platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, and, yeah, so all the major streaming platforms. And I've also released it on a limited edition 7-inch vinyl as well.
I just saw that come up on Facebook, which is absolutely fantastic. And the B-side is the song that you co-wrote with a young lady by the name of Susie Quattro.
Yes, that's correct. We wrote that one a few years ago now when I was in Austria. And so when we got out of lockdown, so earlier this year I recorded that one, and it's sounding awesome as well.
And you've got a couple of good mates playing on the song. You've got Paul on the keys, Johnny Salerno on the drums, and of course you and Johnny both play with the Susie Quattro band when she comes out to tour Australia, don't you?
Yes, that's correct, and so does Paul Ceccanelli as well, and they're both just such awesome players. And anytime I get out to the studio to record my songs, I always call Johnny first, because I just love his playing and his style just suits my music.
Absolutely. How did that come about for you, Nat? How did you end up being in the band that plays with Susie Quattro when she tours Australia?
Well, I had been working for many years with a fellow named Mike Chapman, who wrote all of her hits. So we've done a lot of songwriting together since I was about 19 years of age. And he called me up in 2010 and said, oh, look, I'm doing the new Susie Quattro album in London and I'd love you to come over and play guitar for it because I really trust your playing and, you know, I know I can get what I need out of you, basically. And so, of course, I jumped at the opportunity and said, yep, I'll be there. You know, I was on a plane yesterday, basically. And then Susie and I, you know, got to know each other over that recording session and over the years we stayed in touch. And then actually in 2014 was about to roll around and the Red Hot Summer Tour was coming up.
Mm.
And she sent me an email and just said, hey, Nat, I'm coming out for the Red Hot Summer Tour, but it's not feasible for me to bring my band out from the UK. Can you put a band together for me? And so, yeah, I went, I wrote down my number one people that I would ask and they all were available and said yes, and she's used us every year since she's come out. So it's,
not much pressure there, Nat.
Yeah. I know, I was a little bit, oh, gosh, I hope I... No, but they're all great guys and, you know, they're always working with other wonderful artists here in Australia as well, so I knew they wouldn't let me down.
What wonderful opportunities that you've had over the years, Nat, since, what, you've been playing guitar since the age of 10, you became a full-time musician basically at the age of 15 and known nothing else but rock and roll. Given Friday is Freedom Day in Melbourne, does that mean you're going to be able to get out and do some gigs as of perhaps even the weekend?
Yeah, well, hopefully something comes in for this weekend, but my first gig that's definitely confirmed is actually Saturday, October 30th at a fantastic little venue called Jimmy Hornet in Richmond. Mm-hmm. I'm doing two sets of my original solo acoustic. And then, yeah, I've got some other fortnightly residencies that start up on November 7th at the Union Hotel in Ascot Vale and a great band gig coming up on November 13th. Eddie's band room in Moorabbin supporting another great local Melbourne band called Truck. So yeah, a few exciting gigs coming up, and as the time goes on, more will get confirmed.
Nat Allison, absolutely wonderful to chat with you, and great to know that you've still got it in you. The rock and roll hasn't left you, and you can't wait to get back on stage. We Are the Heroes, the brand new single, is out now through all good download facilities. And, of course, you can check out Nat Allison at natallison.com on Facebook, Instagram and YouTube as well. Take care and great to talk with you.
Great to talk to you, PT. Thanks so much for having me on your show.